Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number three begins. It is 8:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, we've got day number 36 of the government shutdown, and just happen to have Congresswoman Kat Kamick on the line. Let's ask her about that. Congresswoman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Greetings from our nation's capital up here in chilly Washington, D.C.
Well, it is always a pleasure. I'm sure you have little to say about it, a person with very little opinions to share. But I guess in the general sense, election results, question mark. Also, does this mean doom for Trump? Is he a lame duck now? What about the GOP's future and the midterms? I know that's plenty, but I know you'll run with it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you just opened that door wide open there, Bob. So we'll just go with it. On the election results from last night, is this the canary in the coal mine? Yes, if you let it be the canary in the coal mine. And I say that because we know that Virginia was trending left. Look no further than their crazy school boards that allow and in some cases even encourage men and boys and women sports and girls locker rooms. They have been shifting left for a while, ever since Glenn Youngkin got elected. New Jersey has traditionally always been a blue state. And there was a lot of excitement that maybe it could be turning purple. The polling was definitely off in that. And of course, New York, let's be real, New York has always been a blue state. So are we shocked by the results? No. But what it does show is that there is a glaring disparity in the structural mechanisms, the whole grassroots movement and the entire infrastructure of the two parties. People on the left have really galvanized their infrastructure around anything anti-Trump, whereas on the right, we put everything into being America first, let's go Trump, and we forgot about everything else down ballot. And look no further than what happened last night in Gainesville, where you've got 14%, when it's all said and done, about 14.3% of eligible voters in Gainesville that just made the decision that we want everyone to pay higher utility bills. We want GRU to keep racking up more debt and just running roughshod over all the citizens of Gainesville. And that is honestly the fault of a lack of getting out the vote and honestly us not focusing on local, city, county, and statewide elections. That is a fault of the Republican Party at large. I'm not pointing fingers at any particular group or anything. Just saying, as an entire group, we need to do much, much better in building out the infrastructure and then deploying it.
And then I guess a question would be, what What will the role be of Trump in all this? Now, clearly, you know, he spoke out on behalf of some of the candidates, even putting his endorsement behind Cuomo, which was a bit of a shock for some people. But I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I guess we understand it. But moving forward toward the midterms, you know, you're saying you got to get the vote out. If Trump is not on the ballot, and even he said this, if Trump is not on the ballot, you're going to have less turnout. Can Trump himself have an impact on voter turnout?
Absolutely. I think, and he will. I mean, without a doubt, you know, they continue to raise a lot of money. There's billions of dollars that have been, you know, banked and are in the wings waiting to be deployed, because Trump is very serious about making sure that we keep the House and the Senate in these midterms. And of course, we all know that you're looking at somewhere in the ballpark during a presidential of 80%, 70 to 80% of people coming out and voting. That gets much lower in a midterm. You're looking, you know, less than 50% in some cases. And so we have to make sure that we're making the case that if you like what Trump is doing, you did half the job in 2024. You have to get out and complete the job and complete the mission by giving him his additional 2 years, because you don't want him to be a lame duck president. And so for everyone who says, oh, I loved what Doge was doing, great. You got to get out and vote in the midterms. You got to drag everyone, you know, out to do the same. If you like the lower taxes, if you like having your government get out of the way, if you actually like the America First policies that he's pushing for and these transformations of these entrenched systems that have basically drug our country to this breaking point of $38 trillion in debt, then you need to get out and vote. But we've got to build the infrastructure to really get these folks off the sidelines. And one thing that is very, very frustrating to me is we know the persuadable groups that are in here, right? We know that it is women, it is millennial women in particular, that are the most persuadable independent voters, that are the ones that are going to make the difference. And, you know, I've been screaming this to high heaven for the last year. And while we're making some progress, we're not making enough. And so we have to make sure that we're not just getting our folks out to vote, but we're going after the people that are persuadable, that will make the difference in these races.
And apparently that's exactly the same group that really went big time for Zohran Mamdani in this election last night.
Yeah, there's an interesting trend of in particular white women making over $100,000 who have nannies for their kids who live on the Upper East Side or the Upper West Side, who, you know, wanted to get that dopamine hit of saying, "Ooh, I did something nice," and voted for a dyed-in-the-wool communist, and they probably won't feel so great when the city becomes an unlivable hellscape. With crime through the roof, with unbearable living conditions of high grocery prices. I mean, for God's sakes, the man wants city-run grocery stores. Look no further than the failures of the post office as to why the government should not be running basic services. That, to me, is absolutely wild. But again, people are voting with their heart, not with their head. And he touched on a very raw nerve of you know, making people feel guilty and making people feel guilty for success. And, you know, it was always the victimhood mentality he was tapping into. So he was either, in one way, speaking to people who always feel like they're a victim, right? And for the first time, they feel like they're being seen in what he's selling. And then to the other group, that he wants people to feel guilty for their success or their station in life. And that is really what it comes down to, is that core of hitting that nerve, that pulling at the heartstrings. And realistically, people aren't voting with their heads when they're going to the polling booth, because we would all be Republicans if they were.
Right. Last question. Is New York going to be the new London?
Mm-hmm. I think we're almost there. If New Yorkers continue to go down this path, yes. And wow. I am very, very fearful for our friends and fellow Americans in New York. And it just breaks my heart that 24 years after we witnessed 9/11, it's clear that many did, in fact, forget.
Yeah. Great point. We'll leave it there. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, always a pleasure. We will talk to you soon.
I appreciate it, fellas. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Take care. 8:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Oh, we've got plenty to talk about, but there's no doubt that Dems, they won big. But could it benefit the Republicans come midterms? We'll talk about that and more. It's all on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, good morning. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Or is it? 8:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Dems won big last night, no doubt about it. Even in California, Prop 50 passed. They're probably going to get more House seats after they gerrymander the heck out of that state. The Dems won it in Virginia, New Jersey, New York, with Mamdani winning. And the margins were not nearly as tight as some of the polls showed, and some of us were at least kind of hoping. A couple of good points. One is, look, Virginia is loaded full of government workers. The shutdown taking place, they've got time on their hands, for one thing. And which way are they going to vote? Well, they're going to vote blue, and they did. And these were, you know, blue states to begin with. So we can't read too much into it, but I think Congresswoman Kat Kamick was absolutely right that, you know, the Republicans can't take anything for granted and that, you know, they're really going to have to get their act together moving forward. And I agree with that. By the way, if you missed that interview, and we know you're busy, the Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue, every interview on demand in one place, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Look, if I can find another good spot, it's Texas. Okay. And remember, there are folks that are thinking that, oh, Florida and Texas still, you know, could be flipped at some point red. I don't see it. I understand the changing demographics, but it hasn't worked out the way the left thought it would. But Texas has had some changes. But listen to this. Here's some good news. All the constitutional amendments that were offered by Republicans in Texas, they all passed. Okay, so yeah, news. There's some good news. And even in Austin, you know, which is like, ooh, you know, Gainesville on steroids,
yes,
their progressive voter base rejected a tax hike.
Nice.
So the idea of a blue Texas is still a fantasy for Democrats, and yeah, and we'll leave that there. All right, so look, there's some bright spots. They're a little bit harder to find,
yeah,
but it's also, yeah, a wake-up call for Republicans and those who, you know, run the different groups, that they really have to get it together for the midterms, and they're going to have to work extremely hard because the level of vitriol and hatred toward Trump is obvious. It's obvious. All right. Monday, during an appearance on Fox News, Jesse Waters Primetime, Senator John Fetterman, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, do you think he would flip? Because if you listen to everything that he has said, pretty much post-stroke that he had a few years ago, he really makes a lot of sense. The things he is saying is much more lined up with Republicans than anything that the Democrats say in this modern era, right? He said no. He would make a terrible Republican.
Okay.
I mean,
he sounds like one sometimes, though, lately.
Look, Jesse said, look, you're agreeing with the Republicans on the shutdown. You're agreeing with Israel. You're agreeing with the woke BS. Are you close to becoming a Republican? And after saying, no, I'd be a terrible one, he says, but I'll just be a very honest Democrat. Mm. Wow. Well, that would make him quite the anomaly and lonely.
That's a rarity.
He says, I'll be one that's honest and not necessarily afraid to push back against some of these views that I just don't agree with. Like, can't be very unapologetically supportive for Israel, then that's a problem for my party. He says, if you think it's the right thing to shut our government down for any reason, then you should be a problem, too. And I believe that we need to secure our border, and things were out of control under Biden and the border. And now I think that's right, and that's the views that I have. And so, you know, with the shutdown, it would be wrong if Republicans do that. It's wrong now. We need to reopen this. And clearly, he knows that it's in the hands of Democrats. It is, five votes shy, I think it is, in the Senate to pass a clean continuing resolution, which just funds government to the same level it was. It's the status quo. It moves forward. Not a huge fan of that, but I'm a fan of that much more than I am of a government shutdown. Are the Democrats, are they going to feel really empowered by some of these wins last night and feel like they don't have to budge on the issue of reopening the government?
I think they're going to act like it. I don't know that they really believe it, but if I were them and you're trying to drum up your side of the aisle, I think that's what you have to do. They're wrong, but I think they'll try.
And I'm looking to see what kind of economic fallout there's going to be from people. You know, some may leave New Jersey. I don't think that's going to be as big an issue as it is in New York with this Mom Donnie, who, you know, the people were warned who this guy is, what he possibly represents. He's not certainly not pro-cop. He's a socialist, self-admitted socialist, and, and very, very big on the sanctuary type stuff, and very pro-immigrant. Nothing wrong with being pro-immigrant, But when you're New York and you've already taken in so many and you just want to solidify your policy of sanctuary.
But I thought they'd kind of learned their lesson a little bit. Because remember, you had the big influx. They were putting veterans on the street. You couldn't get a hotel room because they were all being scooped up and they were putting, you know, illegals in them. I thought they had kind of began to learn their lesson with that under Adams.
I think they began to, and I think Mayor Adams began to sort of see the light. Mm-hmm. But you've got to get, you know, the voters to also buy into that and to understand. And you'd think, you know, they live with it every day. They see it. Mm-hmm. But for many reasons, I guess. Look, the Republicans didn't have a great candidate to run. Right. And Cuomo jumped into the race, even though he was soundly defeated in the primary. So those are a couple of factors you have to consider as well. Mm-hmm. But yet you have these young, malleable type, you know, female voters that are younger that overwhelmingly went for Mom Donnie. Is it his smile, his beard? The promise of maybe free child care sounded pretty tempting to some of those who are maybe giving birth or considering having children.
Cheap groceries at the local government grocery store, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All you can eat.
Mm. Scary.
Yep. 8:27 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek. We'll be talking to him next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's 8:34. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And joining us now, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek in the house.
Man, you wake up in the morning like this, Bob, and you cannot believe that you get to live this life in North Central Florida, right in Marion County. I actually drove up in Gainesville with same temperature, so it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Is that one thing, at least, that we have in common?
Yeah.
You know, certainly not electric rates, but I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry, y'all.
Wow.
Too soon?
Was it too soon?
And that wound will not heal, not for a while.
I don't know. You know, I have to tell you, you know, they talk about all this rigging, right? They talk about rigging everywhere. There's nothing like rigging when you put on an election ballot when no one's frigging voting.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's on purpose.
What
a schedule.
And when the concern that's part of the referendum actually concerns 30 to 40% of the people, they live outside the city limits. Mm-hmm. But, okay,
yeah.
We'll dig into that. Lung Cancer Awareness Month. You have noted that in commission meetings. What's the call to action?
Yeah, so at the end of the day, I mean, second most common cancer, both in men and women. So our local partners, HCA, Ocala Radiology Associates, continue to provide great access, high-quality imaging. So make sure the American Cancer Society are actively expanding public awareness and outreaches to make sure that you go ahead and get those scans. So just like the awareness that we've been promoting, we do a lot more. It seems like there's a lot more common knowledge about colon, right? And getting that done at a certain age and those kind of things, but not really the scanning for lung cancer.
Okay.
And even though it's very, very common. So,
all right. I love it. Hey, a Veterans Day is clearly coming up.
Sure.
And Marion County Schools, Gilchrist County Schools, will both be open on Veterans Day. Most of the rest of the area will be closed. But tell me about Veterans Appreciation Month.
Yeah. So the great thing about our schools being open is that we bring them to the Veterans Park and really have an opportunity for them to actually learn about veterans. That's the whole point. Veterans Appreciation Month, we actually declared it because it's more than just a day. We want to honor veterans all month long. And we got some really cool guys that I wanted to share with your listeners this morning, if you don't mind, Bob.
No, go ahead.
So first off, I wanted to give a shout out to Army Captain Steve Petty. This week, he will actually be introduced to the Florida Veterans Hall of Fame. This guy is an amazing guy. When him and I were sitting around a dinner table not that long ago, he was actually telling me this story. He's flown in Vietnam multiple times. When they told him, his guys, he heard the distress call, and they said, hey, no, the zone is too hot.
Right.
He got medals because, obviously, this guy flew anyway, went in, rescued guy after guy, bullet hole after bullet hole in his helicopter. Man, Steve, and having a local hero like this right at home is absolutely amazing. And so we're excited to honor him and all that he does. And, man, it's cool, right, to be a part of the Florida Veterans Hall of Fame. That's the kind of people we have in Marion County, and I love it.
Are you also honoring somebody who actually flew in D-Day?
Yeah, you know, it was so cool. So yesterday when we did the proclamation for Marion County Veterans Month, Floyd F. Blair, born November 15th, 2020.
1920.
Right? 1920, yes. Yeah. And one of the coolest things is on D-Day, June 6th, 1944, Floyd was a participant in Operation Overload, flying his P-47 over the landing of Normandy. I don't think I've ever actually technically met someone that flew or fought in Normandy. And man, this guy is absolutely incredible. Won a bunch of medals and awards. But he protected our men on one of the most important days in history for not only America, but the world.
And he's still with us?
Yes. He was there just yesterday.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That is that's very impressive. So we love our veterans, and obviously Marion County, everybody there does too. You've got this Put the Phone Down Day. What's that?
Yeah, so one of the things that we've been working on is at the end of the day, this is actually put forward through our kids folks, the Marion County Children's Alliance. And what's happening is not only are parents unaware of how much time kids are actually spending on their phone, over 7.5 hours per day in front of screens, that does not include schoolwork.
Wow.
How do they get that in exactly? I'm not really sure, but
it takes.
You see what the average.
It harms their sleep and other activities.
And cyberbullying is up. You know, all these other things are up. But here's what the most important part is that we actually talked about a little bit yesterday that I think is good for parents just to maybe get this little thing is at the end of the day, our kids are still watching us, y'all. They're still watching us. What do you do? You are exactly what they're going to mimic, y'all. And the reality is that sometimes I think I have some bad phone habits too. As I thought about that, I'm like, you know what? Are my kids going to listen to what I say, or are they going to listen to what I do? And the reality is this is a day on the 15th to go ahead and put your phone down for that Saturday. Do something fun. Go outdoors. Just get away from the screens and the time for a little bit and see if you can actually do it as a parent and a kid. That's a pretty cool family activity, and what a challenge.
That is a challenge. That really is. See if you can get away from it for one day. I like it. I like what you're doing there. Also, Family Caregivers Appreciation Month. What's that entail?
You know, one of the things is that when these folks came to us yesterday and we did the proclamation for family caregivers, you know, it's the heart of those that are our caregivers. And, you know, I didn't really realize this. You know, I've had caregivers in my, you know, my family that helped someone that had some Down syndrome and some other, you know, disabilities and all those kind of things. But at some point, you are going to need or be a caretaker in your life and honoring those people because it does change their life, right? You know, as we're talking to them, hey, when everything you do now, you have to try to find someone to help watch someone for a few hours just to get an hour away, right? Or just to be able to do something. The caregivers in life don't need to be government, right? And I think that's kind of the message is like, hey, if we love and own those responsibilities at the family unit, I think our society would be a little bit better. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that, you know, caregivers, one of the things that happens is they're not giving enough care to themselves because they're giving of themselves to others. And they have to make sure that they know that they have to keep themselves up physically, emotionally, make sure they get the sleep and food.
And so our message was, is like, hey, if you know a caregiver, man, go love on them a little bit. Bring them some food, but maybe even better than that, give them an hour or two.
Right.
Give them a couple hours to go do something for themselves. You know, buy them a facial. I don't know. But, you know, go do something kind for these caregivers in your life.
And try to rotate with family members and give everybody a chance and everybody a break.
I mean, what great ideas. Just think about them this month.
Public Library Annual Plan of Service.
Yeah, so, you know, every year we have to do an operational plan. And this is about libraries and vision. And you know, libraries have really transported into something from just checking out books to being really a community resource center. Even you think about like the, you know, the old 211s and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
State of Florida went away from 211 last year. That's all housed at the library. So people in need getting those services, getting those resources are using the libraries. And that's the mechanism that we're using through the communities of Florida to reach people. So this is about goals, objectives, making sure all these different pieces come together, whether that's robotics club, chess club, making sure they're open. We've got so many events. My kids learned how to do basic programming at a club as a library program. You know, so there's just so many opportunities, y'all. Don't sleep on the library. It's not just kids' stories.
Yeah, you've educated me before on that, and every time I'm like, wow, I just had no idea they entailed all of those services that they provide, you know, especially to young people. I mean, my memory is, ride my bike to the library with a couple of buddies because we had like a book report due or whatever.
Absolutely.
And going through the card files and finding the book. And, it was a great experience. And then you wonder how that's morphed today with technology and changed.
Yeah, they have all the different things. We got computer labs. We got children's stories. One of the best programs that we still do, though, is that, you know, people can bring their kids in, and a few days a week, we still have reading to kids. People have really missed, and we've done this for the Children's Alliance year after year, told folks how important it is to read to young kids, to not let them just watch television or watch some iPad or something else, but to actually read to their kids, let them follow along, help them to become proficient readers. It will serve them the rest of their lives. Bring them to the library.
Now, we know you, Carl, personally, are alumni of USF, where you played football for the Bulls.
We almost did something special.
Well, they,
and then we didn't.
No, yeah, but still, I mean, all in all, really
a great
season.
Yep.
But the focus around here is on Florida and who's going to be the next coach. Got any ideas?
You know, I don't know. They should just go get Tim Tebow and stop messing around. But, you know, hey, what do I know?
Yeah, he doesn't have a ton of that level experience. I think they're looking for somebody who has a track record.
Yeah, but keep looking.
Yeah. Lane Kiffin was the front runner, you know, from Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And he has Florida ties that go back. But he's now, like, in third place, according to those who bet.
Oh, really?
On these things, yes.
Maybe you should put your hat in the ring there, Carl.
Oh, well, you know, hey, I got an opportunity.
Sure.
He's a motivator.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, I do what he told me to do.
Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner, appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. And as always,
maybe we'll see you at WEC over the weekend.
Oh, yeah,
the big
a little
wine,
food and wine, right?
Right.
One of the best shows on earth.
Yep, it's always a big deal. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Much more to come. Election results and looking a little deeper at them on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. The sun has come out. It is shining, and it will be another gorgeous day in paradise, my friends. And you've got the Bob Rose Show on your radio. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:51, 9 minutes till 9 o'clock. And we want it to be a happy hump day, Trump day, but it's really the celebration. The Democrats are the ones that are whooping it up, and they have some reason to do that. Although, if we put things in context, you'll realize that New York, blue, New Jersey, blue, Virginia, blue, and yep, they went blue. So, again, shouldn't be shocked by that. Thought margins might be tighter. Polls led us to believe that. Success with the Trump administration led me to believe that some of those people were going to maybe slide over and say, hey, look, we've lived under Democrats for years, and they've brought us pain. I mean, I think people forget. I think people have an extremely short memory. Mm-hmm. They forget about the inflation, the gas prices, what they were. They forget about, you know, that our nation was being run over by, illegals flooding into the nation because of the Biden administration and Democrats, frankly. So, it's a little bit of both. It's kind of a mixed bag. Democrats winning in a lot of these issues and a lot of these runs, not really surprised and shocked. Just I thought things might be a little bit tighter, and but they weren't really. Now, couple of things here. In California, they approved that Prop 50. Now that could add. I thought it was four. I see here five Democrat House seats possibly. So that's not going to bode well for the Republicans in this. So come the midterms, I think it is, it would behoove the president to really take an extremely active role in helping all these people that are going to be on the ballot in the midterms that are Republicans. They're going to need the help. They're going to need a lot of help. And the voters need to be reminded that, yeah, Trump's not on the ballot, but if you want Trump to succeed, you have to support the Republicans. Otherwise, he absolutely won't succeed. If you don't have a majority in the House and Senate, forget about it. Look what the Democrats were already able to do, shut down the government,
right?
And they don't even have a majority. So if you think about things in those terms, if that's what you want everything locked down tight, not advancing, the put America first agenda, then, yeah, I guess some people will be complacent. They'll stay home. Maybe people only rise up when things are really, really bad.
I guess.
I don't know. So here locally, and this is very basic, and this is not a stretch what I'm about to say. 3/4 of the people who cast a vote in Gainesville, the city election yesterday, the referendum, 3/4 of them have clearly spoken that they want higher rates, that they want to pay more.
Yep.
in their GRU bill. They want to, because there is no in between here. If you voted to give the city back control over GRU, you voted for your rates to go up. It is that simple. It's that basic. I'll stake anything on it. You'll see. It might not happen today or tomorrow, but it absolutely, positively will happen. Mark my words. But we've been telling you, warning you for a great time period since the referendum actually went on the ballot, maybe even before that.
Before, yeah. Because we knew they were going to go spend a whole bunch of money trying to get it back on.
You've got about a 20% turnout, but for a single issue in a non-national year. I guess you could say that's okay, but an issue that was so well defined, it's pretty dismal. I mean, that many people, look, when you tell people that many people don't care about their power bill one way or another.
Or worse, the ones that were out there promoting it.
Yeah.
What? You really want higher
rates? So you're sending the message to the city council, the city commissioners, that, hey, this odd lefty agenda where, you know, you have your pet projects and all that, and, you know, paving roads and all that comes last. I guess you're basically sending the signal, hey, you're all doing a good job. This is what we want.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
Yep. All right. We'll break some of this stuff down a little bit further, but also, who's going to be the next Gator head coach? You might be surprised at the order of the list, and I'll explain that coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.